Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 20th, 2023. My name is Abram and I am your phonologist for this week. On Friday, May 19th, Tiffany saw the Northern Lights. Our area has been fortunate enough to see this phenomenon many times over the past several weeks. While Micah was mountain biking, he saw some spring beauty and white trillium on the Leicester River mountain biking trail. Broad plum trees are blossoming. There are two kinds of plums that grow wild in Minnesota, the American plum, Prunus americana, and the Canadian or red plum, Prunus nigra. The American plum was found across the southern and western half of Minnesota, our prairies and savannas before European settlement. Now this beautiful plant grows along roadsides, rivers, and pastures, and along the edge of woods across western and southern part of the state. The red plum's range includes northern and eastern part of the state, prefers some shade and can be found near aspen, ash, birch, elderberry, hawthorn, or sumac. Red plums and American plums both have a similar flavor. After a few crisp, cold fall evenings, the flavor of the native wild plum will be at their peak. On Monday, May 22nd, Ken saw a robin's nest and all the eggs but one had hatched. Do you know why robin eggs are blue? They are blue because of the pigment deposited on the eggshell while the female lays the eggs. Throughout the week, Lila has heard many oven birds chirping in the North Shore Community School forest, and usually she doesn't hear them until late June or early July. Miss Rolfe had the gift of spotting a baby white-tailed fawn near her home this past weekend. Did you know that white-tailed fawns are usually born in the last 2 weeks of May? During the first few weeks of a fawn's life, a doe will hide her offspring, then move to a safe distance to prevent her scent from attracting predators to the young animal hiding spot. She will return often to nurse and care for the fawn. While hidden, the baby deer might lie motionless as a survival mechanism to deter predators. But sometimes people mistakenly think a fawn's lack of movement means it's sick or injured, prompting them to remove the animal to go get help. People should never move or handle a fawn. During the fawn's first 2 months of its life, it spends most of the time away from its mother, so just because you see a fawn alone does not mean that it is abandoned. Very young fawns sometimes approach people, domestic animals, or even cars. Most times, the mother is not far away and will return to feed the fawn. If you find a fawn, leave it alone and move away slowly and quietly. The insects are certainly out. With our warm weather day on Thursday, May 25th, students were sweating away biting gnats. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.